Colleagues, we have a couple of matters that were pulled from consent, which we'll now hear. Items 71, 73, 74, and 75. Carla, please read council item number 71.
Create a non-represented classification of employee relations manager and establish a compensation rate for this classification.
Elizabeth, welcome.
Good morning, all of you. As Carla read, my name is Elizabeth Nunes. I'm with the Bureau of Human Resources. I'm the Classification Compensation Manager. Today we are asking to create a new classification. It's non-represented of Employee Relations Manager and establish the pay rate for it. It is going to go into pay grade 13. We are using a vacant other HR position to reclassify into this new classification.
Okay. Questions, colleagues?
Can you give a little more information about the restructuring in Bureau of Human Resources and why this is necessary?
Our HR director is on her way over here, and she will be happy to speak to that. But I can just tell you, this is really focusing on the site team structure that has support in all the bureaus. That was her.
Okay, well, we can take the testimony from whoever pulled it.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. Carla, who pulled this item?
Mimi Gurman pulled this one.
Ms. Gurman, would you care to testify?
My name is Mimi Gurman, and I don't understand a few things about this. I wanted to play the timbre of the day because it matters today. I don't know if I'll be able to do this or not, and I want to share a poem, and it has to do with this. And if you give me a second, it'll happen. My 3 minutes is running anyway, so it doesn't really matter. The poem's called After, and I suggest that people don't talk about my testimony on their Facebook pages, but go ahead if you need to. Poem's called After. God hung low on a twisted branch. A sliver moon heckled in the slant of shadow boxes. Some kid cried through the crack of an open window. I spit out a mouthful of pink pulverized pomegranate seeds, an offering to the broken bones of a long dead bird. This here, what the city does for me, is the long dead bird. And my feeling is today we get an article that the Portland's finances get an F. We have no emergency plan. What somehow we have a way to move this position from one position to another position, along with giving this position a $35,000 raise, while we have no housing emergency plan. Everything that the city council chooses to do in the last, at least the last year and a half, has been misplaced. We have people living outside. Chloe Daly's office wants $800,000 for a PR team. This thing, which I'm still not clear on, why we need to fill this other position because it's vacant, why not just leave it vacant and leave the person where she is or he is so that they don't need the $35,000 raise? And why are we doing any of this for... What are we doing? I wish that the other woman was here to explain this better. Because what I see is we're moving money around, we're playing games, we're playing a shell game, and we still don't even have an emergency plan for 30 days, 90 weeks. We have nothing. But somehow this shift, along with giving this person, over $135,000 or more dollars for a salary, somehow is more pressing. I don't understand why that is. To me, we need to refocus. We've been asking you guys to refocus since the mayor took office last year. There's been no refocusing. There's not an emergency plan for the houseless. It's been raining for days. It's going to continue raining for days. The houseless are outside, and I and Star and others have supplies for them in our cars. It's wrong. This person should not be getting a raise, doesn't need to move a position. The city certainly doesn't need any more PR.
I got to bring it to close. Thank you for your testimony. Lightning.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning, Super Justice Watchdog. Here's a problem I have on this issue again is that you are doing an annual increase of $37,294. Again, in the previous ordinance or resolution, we were talking about the effects of the tax bill on bonds and various other things. Now, from the city's position, in my opinion, since the corporation just stepped all over the Democrats and they couldn't do a thing about this tax bill, and they just kind of flailed in the background, falling on themselves, trying to figure something out. Well, here's the reality. Love him or hate him, he stepped on the Democrats with this tax bill. Love him or hate him, he took care of the corporations. Love him or hate him, he took care of the small business owners. Love him or hate him, a lot of people out there are getting more bonuses. As you've been reading, Apple and all these large corporations, and this refers to this, huge bonuses across the board. But my point is being this, being made here. He's not government. He may be the president, and he's not your president. But he's not government. He did a hostile takeover of the White House, went over the top of every Democrat, and he just laughed. Now he's standing there, taking care of the corporations, taking care of the business owners, taking care of the people, but he didn't take care of the government employees. I'm asking for a salary moratorium to be put into place immediately. I'm asking for your salaries to be discounted and cut like the tax bill did across the board. I'm asking for your bloated pensions to be downsized. And I'm asking you, why would you add a new position when the Trump administration annihilated the Democrats? And even Senator Merkley, in his delusional thinking, I might be the president someday. Guess what, Mr. Merkley? Wake up. Time to wake up, my friend. You're not ever going to be the president of the United States. Remember that, Senator Merkley. And watch what's happening right now. Across the board, cuts. Get ready. It's on its way. You don't have that money anymore. Corporations, the people do, and the small business owners. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mr. Walsh.
Good morning again. For the record, my name is Joe Walsh. And I represent Individuals for Justice. We have a technical problem with this. It seems to us that if you bring something to the agenda and you bring something to the council to be voted on, it should be a requirement you are here. This was introduced by the mayor. He's in D.C. eating turkey. This should have been put off. And every item that is submitted by a member of this council and you don't show up should be put off. We have no way of questioning the very person that introduced the item. How unfair is that? That's why you guys keep getting F's in your transparency. The people that look at this stuff see this and say, what is that? Ted Wheeler, he submitted this and he goes off to Washington. And he doesn't even bother having the courtesy to the citizens of the city to take it off the table for next week. What is that? And we're suggesting that you seriously think about it. And I'm not going to get it probably for another 5 years. If you submit something, show up. You're getting paid good money. Show up. And if you don't show up, have the courtesy to pull the item and bring it on next week so you can discuss it. That seems so reasonable to me. I know I'm not going to get it for 6 years. Thank you.
Thank you. Start.
Okay, so What exactly is this person going to be? This person's duties are going to be explaining job duties to other people who have duties within City Hall. Why are people taking jobs that they don't understand what they are? That's my first question. But I don't really know why I need to ask that question, because I don't think anybody in the city really knows how to do their jobs. That's pretty clear by the mind-boggling amounts of money that are being tossed around for useless crap that the city doesn't need. $300,000 for a speeding sign that nobody's going to pay attention to because they don't care about the ones we have now. $100,000 so that we can implement more security. $200,000 for turnstiles that don't do anything because if I was a little bit more athletic, I could just leap right over them. It's just nonsense. Millions of dollars here and there, hundreds of thousand dollars here and there. Chloe gets this new person to be her PR because she can't behave herself on social media and act like a professional. I mean, exactly what is happening here? Can we maybe, I think we should consider, I move for the city to consider opening a position to help you all learn how to pull your heads out of your damn trousers. Holy crap.
Thank you. Mr. Wilkins?
I'm a Democrat, and I'm proud to be a Democrat. In history, ever since Franklin Delano Roosevelt, John F. Kennedy, Lyndon Johnson started Medicare and Medicaid, Social Security, Obama redid our space program. The Democrats solve problems. I'm a Democrat. Bernie Sanders is a Democrat socialist. He thinks Bernie Sanders would never hang around Republicans. There's a theory that once the Democrats solve problems, Republicans step in and get materialistic, and we all get this, and they don't even realize that problems were solved by Democrats. Democrats solve problems. They listen to Bernie Sanders, and Bernie Sanders is a socialist. Okay? Bernie Sanders will never hang around the Republican Party. And that's enough said. And I don't really care if Democrats make a lot of money if they think and hire the best.
Thank you very much. We're going to welcome Cerilda Summers McGee, our HR director. And we had a couple of questions that came up primarily around the purpose of the position.
Yes.
And how it will be funded, if you could answer those as succinctly as possible.
Absolutely. So the purpose of the position, right now we have three site team managers who lead the business partners who are allocated to different bureaus. Those three site team managers have different ideas and visions, because they're peers, of how to engage in the site team work, right? And what happens is that it lends itself to there being inconsistencies in our practices when it comes to employee relations throughout the city. So as I worked with the business partners to better understand how they engage in the work, what some of their challenges are in the work, and they started to express to me what their challenges were, I began to identify that because there are so many and so many divergent ideas of how to do this work, it's confusing to the team. We need one person who sets the course of what it means to be and how we engage with consistently the work of the business partner role, employee relations throughout the city of Portland. That's the origin of it. So what I have proposed is we have three site team managers. The position is going to be posted internal only. It's not for external folks, but essentially to see who's going to lead that work versus having three different leaders of the work. And then there will be a supervisor, because we don't have managers managing managers. But basically, one of the site team managers will become a super manager, effectively. And then the third site team manager role has been offered up for a budget cut in the 2017-18 budget cut process. So we do not feel that we need three site team managers who do the same set of work for BPs. The BPs are not changing their assignments. They will continue to function as BPs, but we'll have consistent trainings. We'll have consistent expectations set for them. We'll have consistent ways of administering the work of BPs, like investigations, etc. There will be consistency that will be established as a result of this change.
Can I ask, what's the net cost to the Bureau of this particular ordinance? So you said that you're going to be eliminating one position. You're going to reclassify this position. Do you have off the cuff what the net cost to the Bureau is?
So the cut, so a site team manager top salary right now is $135,000, correct? So yeah. that's one of the
If you don't know, you can send me an email. Just curious. And
well, we're going to cut a six-figure position, and then the expansion of responsibilities for this new site team manager, which have elevated, increased the top of the salary by $37,294. So, and I don't plan to hire someone and pay them at top of scale by any stretch of the imagination.
So you're eliminating one position, reclassifying another position, and there will be some net cost to the bureau.
A net cost? A net savings?
Actually, there may not be any net cost because we're reclassifying one body of work that is vacant. There's nobody in it. So there's that money. The difference between that position and this new one at the top of the range is the $37,000. Mm-hmm. So in addition to that, Cerilda has put up a higher level position for elimination.
Okay. For cut.
So. Colleagues, questions?
What, so in the budget process, we need to factor in this $37,000 as part of the proposed cut because that's actually, by reclassifying, there's a cost to the Bureau as well.
That's to presume that we're going to pay someone at that level. So right now we're reclassifying one of the site team manager positions. They have the ability to earn up to $37,000 more than they currently do, and that is true.
Right. And you mentioned that you're going to do an internal recruitment. Why not do an open recruitment?
Because we have people who are in the positions that are highly skilled for the role. I believe that. We also have business partners who have ambitions to pursue a employee relations or site team manager role. I believe we have the talent right here inside the city of Portland. I don't feel that we need to make a national competitive search to find the talent required to lead that team.
And what, so just in terms of the hierarchy within HR, obviously you're the director and you have a deputy director. At what level is this proposed position going to be? Is it right under you and the deputy director?
Correct. So right now the site team managers are currently, three of them are currently right under the deputy director.
And how many reports does the deputy director have?
I mean, I'm sorry. So essentially, it's the deputy director position is a peer with all of the managers inside BHR. That's the way that it's currently configured.
They all report directly to you?
Yes.
And how many direct reports do you have?
Currently, 9. I will go down to 6.
Thank you.
Commissioner Udaly.
7.
Director McGee, could you explain what a business partner is? Because I think that title is kind of vague and confusing, possibly for the public.
So a business partner is someone who works with bureaus to help them understand HR rules, policies, and procedures, best practices. They're someone who facilitates discussions between when there are disagreements between employees or disagreements between an employee and a manager. They can help facilitate that dialogue to get to the other side of whatever the conflict is before there's a need for an investigation and things of that nature. They're also the people who participate in the investigative process. They lead the investigations for the city of Portland. So they do all of that work when it comes to personnel management and rule compliance.
Well, I'd just like to say that I really appreciate our business partner because it is a large and complex set of laws that dictates human relations, and it's not realistic for us to have a full grasp of that. It's also why we need attorneys upstairs. And one more thing. I'm wondering if you could just speak to the challenge we have at the city of competing with private industry when often our salaries are significantly less, which is part of the reason I imagine you're asking for this increase.
So for the BP function or in which
just
capacity?
In general,
because we have some challenges across the city when it comes to filling vacancies.
Yeah.
So, you know, the city is a competitor with other governmental entities, but also with the for-profit sector. And so we have to have competitive salaries and packages and work-life balance and things of that nature to become appealing to folks who can go and work anywhere in the marketplace. And I don't think the city is in a bad place holistically. I think there are particular classifications where we struggle and we're challenged to find the talent to come and work for us at our price point, and given the load and the responsibilities associated with the job. But I think we're fairly competitive.
Great. Yeah. Thank you.
Colleagues, this is an emergency ordinance. Are you comfortable proceeding today? Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz.
Well, thank you, Director Summers-McGee, for being here and for explaining it, and to Elizabeth Nunes for giving my staff some information ahead of time. This is a very important discussion. I'm glad that we were able to have it in council chambers. I hope in the future that the mayor will not put things like this on the consent agenda, because I think with Commissioner Udaly's questions really explaining what you do, that helps people understand what you do, why you do it, and why it deserves support. So I think you've done that to my satisfaction. Thank you. Aye.
Thank you.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye. The ordinance passes.